going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And holy moly, did a lot of people have a lot of thoughts immediately from the 214. Yes, there are Mavs fans rooting for the Lakers, which is why I hate Nico. From the 903, no Mavs fan rooting for the Lakers. We are former Mavs fans rooting for the Lakers. Whoa. And somebody from the 817 is definitely cheering on the Lakers. So I kind of wanted to dive into that just a little bit because, you know what, go ahead and give me cut 7. Lakers did win last night to even up their series.
And LeBron will have Randle on him. And Doncic will drive into Edwards. Got 31 for Luka Doncic.
Now, of course, that had all the makings of a Luka play in terms of he got to the basket. And you can also hear him screaming an and one that he did not get as the play continued.
That's not typical of him.
No, it's, yeah. LeBron never complained. Okay, so I wanted to kind of dive through that and ask if there are Mavs fans or former Mavs fans, however you want to categorize it, that are rooting for the Lakers. But also, The Athletic put out an article specifically about how players reacted to Luka getting traded.
Okay.
Now, I could probably read this for the rest of the day, but I'll just pick out a handful of them for you. These are all from current NBA players. Their thoughts about the Mavs trading Luka. Probably the worst decision in modern basketball history. Terrible. Next. Psychotic. It didn't make sense. I don't know how you make it make sense. Next. Blasphemy. Next. Bad trade. Keep him. Generational player. Next. Dumbest idea ever. Next. Worst ever. Next. Not smart. Next. It's one of the worst basketball decisions I've ever seen. And on and on.
Like this one, Kevin.
And on.
When I'm not with my team, I'm a Mavericks fan. Did you just read that one?
No.
Oh, I didn't know how to process it because it happened so fast. I was taken aback. It just lets you know that nobody's untouchable in this league. He's a Mavs fan when he's not with his team.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is, but I kind of want the player now.
Yeah. Didn't make sense. Didn't make no sense at all. Guess it's a business at the end of the day. Dallas decision? Stupid. Lakers decision? Great. Man, we just got right down to it. By the way, there are some more conspiracy-esque views with at least one player saying, I thought it was just the NBA doing it for the viewership. Now, look, we've talked about that. I know there are plenty of people who feel that way. And so I just wanted to throw that out there because, like I said, we could probably go on for another 8 minutes just about all the reactions from the players. But needless to say, it is overwhelmingly, if not almost, it's not totally unanimous, but it's almost unanimous that everyone thought it was a terrible, terrible decision.
Yeah. There are a few people that they're like, it's a win-win. Like,
yes.
A few here and there.
That's why it wasn't unanimous.
Yeah. But for the most part, the players, that's why we're still so shocked about it almost 3 months later here. We're still shocked about it. I think I'm probably over it now. I think since the Mavericks season's done,
yeah,
I'm kind of over it. I'm like, okay, on to Rangers and all that stuff. But the whole league, players in the league didn't understand why it was happening because they, a couple years ago when they played Golden State, was it the Western Conference Finals and lost to them? During Draymond Green's podcast, he said, look, man, it was when Wiggins dunked on Luka. And he was like, when you get a chance to dunk on one of the guys,
yeah,
you absolutely, like, you relish this moment. You salivate knowing you're about to dunk on one of the guys. And he goes, and do not get me wrong, Luka is one of those guys.
Agreed.
And he is a dog. He has dog in him, all right? He's one of those guys. And that's why nobody in the league could understand it, because it didn't make sense for, out of the blue, a team that did that to do it. It just didn't make sense.
I'll let you guess what team you think these last three players are on. Quote, I think it was a phenomenal decision. So smart, wise. I'm a Nico Harrison fan.
Mavs.
Next. Thank you. I love it.
Mavs.
No.
That was probably PJ.
Next. No. I wasn't mad at it. It feels safe to potentially
LeBron
assume
was all
those
people.
Three players were all Lakers.
Because LeBron and Redick was like, hold on, I haven't retired officially yet, so yeah. I'll just go ahead and throw that in there too.
Now, before that, they got some more specific questions going about the rest of the NBA.
806 says, Nico made Gene Jones cry, and that is unforgivable.
We heard
it yesterday.
That is Kevin. True. From the 214, if the Mavericks get a lottery pick, I know the league is rigged. 8.5% chance of getting a top four pick.
It's not a big chance.
No, but it's better than your chances of winning the championship would have been.
With Luka?
With this team. Oh. No, definitely not with Luka.
What was the chances with Luka? When the playoffs started.
28%.
If they got to the Western Conference Finals.
39%.
Interesting. Okay.
From the 817, Kevin, I'm still a Luka fan. I'm rooting for him and hope he becomes a Lakers legend. From the 469, Mavs fan, and hell no, I'm not rooting for anything purple and gold. From the 210, nothing against Luka. I can't root for the Lakers. I'm watching all series for this playoff matchup. And then another person said, sorry, we've gotten a lot of feedback on this. If Jesus came back and played for the Lakers, he would not root for the Lakers. It's just something about the Lakers. But you know what's interesting is the split. There are a lot of people who are like, yeah, they're rooting for the Lakers because they're rooting for Luka. But and it feels like thus far, the feedback I've seen is almost equivalent of people are like, no matter what, I can't root for the Lakers.
I understand your stance on that. I absolutely do. It makes sense because you're heartbroken by that and you don't want to ever go back to it. How could you ever trust this team again, Kevin?
Right.
How could I ever trust anything that comes out of their mouths now that I know that when Nico told us when he got here, it was his job to ensure that Luka wins championships here. Yeah. He said, this is my job to make sure this happens. So I can never believe him again, unfortunately, for him. And he seems like a decent guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Just all the stuff he's been saying, it reminds me very much of the Cavs owner when he was like, I guarantee we will win a title before LeBron. And you're like, well, what is that based on? All right. Now, for
they
the
didn't,
rest.
Did they?
What's that?
They didn't, did they?
No, they didn't.
They won one afterwards, though.
Yeah, because eventually he came back. That's why they won the title. All right, who is the NBA's MVP? So this is all players who are currently in the league.
I feel like Shea is going to get a lot of love here.
56% for Shea, 37.5% for Jokic. Nobody else got 2%. So look, I mean, at least for this year, it feels very cut and dry. And like the people who did... Giannis is in the mix, Mitchell, LeBron James, and I know even LeBron James has been making the case for himself to be the MVP. Good
What's
luck
new?
With that.
Yeah,
good point. But 94% of the league was like, it's one of these two guys.
And based on game one for Oklahoma City, you're like, okay, well, that team deserves all the flowers right now, and the dude that's the leader of that team.
Well, and I like it because you see some of the, like, somebody said for Jokic, he's averaging a 30-point triple-double. It's stupid. There's no way you don't give it to him. But another person goes, hey, it should probably be Jokic, but... No. Shea hasn't got an MVP.
Yeah.
I think he deserves it, which makes sense to me.
It is weird, but it makes sense.
It's like the old Jordan rules.
It's weird to yawn at a 30-point triple-double career, like, season.
Maybe the greatest individual statistics season you've ever seen.
You're like, but it just happens in his sleep. Like, that's just what he does. And they're a good team.
Yes.
Maybe better without their coach.
I mean, it does kind of feel like that is the case thus far. All right. Now... we get spicy.
Ooh.
Who is the most overrated player in the league?
I'm gonna go Trae Young.
It was Luca. No, I'm just kidding. That's not what it said.
Oh.
Yeah, Trae Young is only third.
Ooh.
Rudy Gobert second.
Mm.
Tyrese Halliburton leads the way by quite a bit, too.
People hate Tyrese Halliburton for some reason.
Man, he's a quality player.
He is a quality. How did he do last night? He did pretty good, right?
By the way, 2.2% of the players said no one who reaches the NBA is overrated.
So I'll disagree with that. Once you're at that level, then you start having the conversation. Like, yes, I agree. You've made it. You're better than 98% of the world at basketball. Like, you definitely are. But now we're comparing you to everybody in your league. That's where that conversation is.
Which team, other than your own, will win the title this season? You can't vote for your own team.
Other than, well, if you're not a Mavs fan anymore.
Well, we're out.
Oh. I guess I'm... this is tough because I want to say Oklahoma City here.
Right. For Ruben.
I'm a huge Ruben fan. But I feel like the Celtics are back-to-backing on this one, even though it looks like Jason Tatum is kind of a wimp and his coach hates him.
Yeah, okay. Look, well, I don't know if I would go that far, but that is an interesting point. 17.5% for OKC, 10% for Cavs, 57.7% for the Celtics.
Do we have that anywhere in the show, Kevin?
We can talk about it right now if you want.
Joe Mazzulla, Jason Tatum's laying on the ground, rolling around. The whole team's standing around looking at him.
Don't help him.
Joe Mazzulla tells, I don't know if it's the trainer or the assistant coach, he goes, don't go out there. And then he takes a drink of his water and stares at him. He goes, get up! And it's
freaking
like,
bump.
Yeah, he's like, no, don't help him. It's like that little kid that's always acting hurt. You're like, no, just wait for him to get up.
And see.
Joe Mazzulla, that's why they win.
I have become Joe Mazzulla when it comes to my nieces and nephews, but I learned the hard way because they'd be like, oh, I hurt my foot. And Noah, to a certain extent, because Jess will be like, he's fine. And I was like, oh, but he's upset. And she's like, he's upset because he's mad and he's not really hurt whatsoever. And I was like, oh, you tricky bastard.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was my other son.
Oh my God.
What? That's a factual statement.
I don't know what the definition
statement.
Of that is. So
get out of wedlock. All right. 5 years from now, I have to admit, I'm surprised by this one. 5 years from now, who will be the face of the league?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
I would probably say Wimby, because he's been talked about so much coming into it. Anthony Edwards was obviously, last year was the one I was like, oh,
yes.
Man. He's kind of changed over the last 2 years, too. So
because of this huge D. Alec, who will be the face of the NBA in 5 years?
It's got to be Wimby. I think Corey nailed it on the head, all the hype that he got, and okay. The way the players still talk about him. Yeah,
okay.
It's got to be Wimby.
Well, then you guys are not surprised by this. I was surprised because of the injury. I thought the injury would backtrack some of this.
Well, it was 5 years.
But
so he might not be injured in
hopefully not.
5 years.
But 54% for Wemby. The next highest vote getter, Anthony Edwards, at 14%. Think about how huge that gap is. But then consider this. 11% Shea. 6.5% Tatum. 2.9%.
Whose coach hates it.
Topical. 2.9% for Luka. That's it.
Well, I do wonder how drastically that changed with the trade. I seriously feel that way because It took him out of MVP consideration. Yeah, and I'm not saying that he was having a huge great season, but he could have made a run here at the end of it. I think that this year Luka kind of drifted off and people don't really, he's in an obscure place right now in people's minds.
I saw a bunch of people send this in. I do not believe Cooper Flagg got a single vote for this.
Was there another college player that was dropped in there?
I don't think so.
So maybe that's what people are.
Oh, okay.
They just didn't consider
him.
Man,
I was about to be like, oh no, did I miss that?
Yeah. Now that makes. I mean, I could see that. Was it Dawson the other day that said he doesn't think that Cooper Flagg is that level of star? He says I think he's going to be a really good player. I'm not certain that he's going to be an elite superstar in the NBA.
I got you. And that's definitely, that would be the fair play, right?
For sure.
Like if you said you have to bet right now. Will Cooper Flagg
or the field?
Yeah, and you'd be like, no. So I think that's a fair point. Absolutely. Who is the league's best run organization?
Well, it was the Mavs at one point. I felt maybe the Celtics or the Warriors.
Warriors are one. The Celtics are three.
Interesting.
Who would you wedge in between there?
Who is the wedgie here? What? You asked me who would I would wedge there.
Oklahoma City, because I can't.
They had so many picks.
They did. They still do.
How do they have them still? It seems like they've had those picks for 13 years.
Now, Not all of these votes came in at the same time.
Okay.
Or else I think this might have been different. What is the league's worst organization?
Mavericks. Oh.
Even then, I still don't think I would put them the higher Pelicans. Than like third. The Pelicans are third.
Okay.
The Hornets are first.
Oh, yeah.
The Wizards are second. All right. But like it goes Hornets, Wizards, Pelicans, Kings, 76ers, and the Mavericks at 4.4%. If you would have done all of this voting post-February, I wonder how much that would have shifted. But they're the sixth worst organization in basketball.
Those three teams right there, Charlotte's moved like eight times. New Orleans has moved a bunch of different ways. And
Washington changed
Washington
their name.
Was the Bullets at one point.
That's true.
Until there were actual Bullets in their locker room.
By the way, just to show a better idea of how this vote was split up, the Mavericks were also voted the 11th best organization.
Somebody asked about Detroit. Does Detroit need a place on this list?
For...
Did that bat poorly run?
Detroit did not make the cut okay. In terms of the worst, although Cade Cunningham was listed as the league's most underrated player.
Well, there you go.
And by the way, we talked about this once before. I just wanted to throw it out there. Players are overwhelmingly against the idea of the 10-minute quarter. 78.5% said no, only 13% yes. 8.5% were like, I don't know. I'll get back to you.
Sheesh.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for AM on the FM.
Got the question of the day, plus Paul Heyman does not care about your TV program next on The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right.
When was the last time you went to Smashdown?
Oh, my God.
Not you specifically, but like the Tolo.
Tolo go?
Yeah. You know what? I guess.
Yeah, we just want to see.
And if Alec wants to contextualize that as part of the question that I ask, it's his option because it's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, and guess what? I will contextualize that question if you show up to Plucker's in City View tomorrow.
Horror
path to the draft party. If you ask me what that was in reference to, I'll give
question.
You... It's one of Kevin's famous hypotheticals. I will give you that hypothetical and let you decide what my answer should be in that situation. I already gave my answer, but thought it was a solid one.
Can I ask you a quick question of the day?
Sure.
Do you think, like, Sean would owe us a favor if Bobby and Wolchuk are in there? What if we started filming? We took the cupcake and smashed it in one of their faces.
Ooh.
Do you think that would be hilarious and fun? And then Sean would also owe us a favor.
Wolchuk looks very concerned.
All right.
He doesn't know exactly what we're saying, but
maybe
he looks
not
very
Wolchuk.
Concerned that we're staring
Man.
At him.
Maybe somebody else.
We could just go Paul Heyman style and, you know, say, hey, you owe us a favor now. How about that?
Yes.
Speaking of Paul Heyman, we're going to hear from him here in a moment. He went AWOL on the Pat McAfee show.
And they could not have approved of him saying that.
Not at all. And it's funny. There's some people speculating that Pat McAfee got written off of commentary because of that. And it's like, why would he get punished for something Paul Heyman said?
Yeah, how the hell are you supposed to know what that other person is going to say?
Exactly. Especially Paul Heyman of all people. You can't know what he's going to say. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. The question of the day, 877-881-1053. Franco and Frankel, injury attorneys, fan text there for you. I want you to answer their Twitch and YouTube as well. So looking at the National Day calendar ahead of draft season, today is National Take a Chance Day.
Ooh.
ABBA? Take a chance on
yeah.
me?
Yeah. Good reference there. I was thinking in terms of draft context, not songs.
Oh. Because I would have been the first in line.
This is true. I hate where this is going. If I were to tell you that tomorrow the Cowboys were going to take a big chance... They're going to stray away from what the mocks say. At pick 12, you know, we're talking about Tet McMillan. We're talking about Matthew Golden. Let's just say they take a big chance and go a different direction. It can be whatever you want. They move up and they take someone else. They move back and they collect a bunch of picks. and takes someone else. They go a totally different position than everybody's talking about. At pick number 12, they take a big chance. What would you want that chance to be?
Shedeur Sanders. Look.
Right there, that was exactly who I was thinking.
From a business point of view, I think it makes sense
as
well. But strictly professionally, like, what a time to be alive.
Mm-hmm.
So we already get to cover the Cowboys. Now they've been like, the hell with it. Let's just take Shedeur, which means you're going to get...
sexy pick.
Yes, mm-hmm. It would. That is the sexiest possible pick that the Cowboys could make. I think it's a bigger deal. I'm telling you, just for headlines. Hear me out. I think it's a bigger deal if they took Shedeur than if they traded up to 2 and took Travis Hunt.
Huh.
That's interesting.
Just from a headline perspective.
Because if they did something like that with the Cowboys, specifically on trading up, you're going to get half the contingent going, idiots, I can't believe they did that. And the other half going, we got an amazing player.
Yeah.
And we're happy about that. Shedeur Sanders was the first name. And Kevin, my mind immediately went to our first interview with him. Whenever you say, all right, so one time I was talking to your dad and we got into a heated argument and he said, I see your tone has changed. And exactly like that. Does he ever do that to you? You know, did he ever do that to you growing up? And now, and how did you respond to him? I don't want to talk trash about him. I want to talk. I would hope that they did it because they believed that he was going to be a great quarterback and all those things that go along with it.
And then I could really start crunching the numbers about how to bail on this contract in 2 years for Dak, or what kind of massive hit you would take if you really decided to move on after next
how to
year.
Treat it. Yeah, how to trade him to the Browns. That would be like that
say
would be
to the Browns. Yes,
that would definitely be the biggest possible thing. Those two, especially the trade up, but. I would probably say, though, Marion Hampton thing, because I don't believe that he's at 12. I love Emeka Egbuka. I love what he does. I really am. I was listening to Wolchuk talk about him this morning, and I've liked him for quite some time now. And it just kind of now grew with the idea that maybe a trade down would land him. That's where I was like,
okay,
oh, wow.
I got you.
But if they took Hampton at 12, I would be like, that's a pretty significant change to what we were expecting out of this, because I wouldn't expect that. But Shedeur Sanders is easily the one.
And there's a few, I don't know if you feel the same way, Alec, but I realize it's probably going to be complicated to trade down in this draft, maybe more so than any other draft, but Hampton, Booker, Banks, these are all players that, like, maybe even Barron, that I think you could trade down, pick up that extra, like, third round pick or whatever, and still feel pretty good about your first round
pick. Or another move up I would just completely support, and this is throwing everything out the window, going to get Mason Graham. Like going to get him, Kenneth Grant is a really talented player, but going to get a Mason Graham type dude right there, just being like, all right, here we go, we got a defensive tackle that is a stud.
Yeah,
I'd be cool with something like that.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say you'd love Peter Schrager's mock draft. Well, you'd love part of it, and then it would make you mad because Mason Graham is there at pick 12, and the Cowboys pass.
They take a center, right?
They took a guard.
A guard? No.
I think I figured out why Kevin really wants Shedeur. Because then he does get to do the contract stuff with Dak because he's so addicted to math.
Mm-hmm.
He wants a pick that will give him a reason to do more math on how they can move on from another player just so he can bring more numbers to the show. I
would
found
like to
out
offer
what you're trying to do.
My services for free. Dallas Cowboys, if you're listening, Steven will talk to you on Friday. If they took Shedeur Sanders, I would like to be part of the brain trust that figures out the easiest, least expensive, least painful way to get around the Dak contract and give ourselves a competitive advantage with Shedeur, strictly from a monetary point of view.
I think if I'm going to make a big splash, if I am going to take that chance for Take a Chance Day today, if I were the Cowboys, I'd say, the heck with it. Let's try to get up to 2, 3, maybe 4. Take Will Campbell. That would be my stunning pick.
Okay, so I'm really fascinated by that because Will Campbell, it feels like people think has kind of maybe is going to go at 4, but he feels like somebody who could slide around a bit in this draft.
He could, and it's a match made in heaven at four. It really is. I think that's the perfect pick and the perfect fit for him. And there's a lot of conversation about the arm length and everything. So in the yes. size, like, is he going to be a guard? Is he going to be a tackle? He's going to be damn good at whatever position he plays, and I think he can play either or. So that's why I would be okay with taking him, because I think I could slot him in exactly wherever I want to, whether it is, let's just say, Terrence Steele. That experiment is just done. At some point in the season, you realize we're done here. You could do that. If you wanted it just to be your replacement for a future Hall of Famer and Zach Martin, you might replace Zach Martin with another future Hall of Famer. You really might.
Ooh, like, I like it.
That would be what I would do. It's not sexy at all in terms of position.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
People are going to be like, oh, cool, offensive line, you know. You can never have too much help on the offensive line, so I don't think people would be mad, but they would be like, oh, Travis Hunter would have been fun to talk about, to watch. Nobody's going to be watching highlight reels of Will Campbell. But keep those coming in, 877-881-1053. A big splash you would want the Cowboys to make if they don't go where everybody is thinking, which most of the consensus seems to be wide receiver and staying at 12. I would be perfectly fine with that if that is what ultimately happens. But a tease that Paul Heyman doesn't care about your TV programs, especially if he's your coworker like Pat McAfee. So I know the morning show has been all over this. The situation with Shannon Sharp, if you are unaware about what is going on there, a civil suit that was filed against him with sexual assault accusations, and the woman's name is now public and everything. It's with Tony Busby, the notorious attorney who represents lots of people in these cases, notably with the Deshaun Watson situation. He represents everyone.
Sorry, Alec. Does that, like, color your opinion one way or another, that, like, it's somebody you know and somebody who's been linked up with high-profile athletes before? Do you think for a lot of people that, like, Okay, this I've now made up my mind, knowing no facts about the case.
I think a lot of people will, just because a lot of Busby's cases end in quiet, you know, off the record transactions and just getting this thing settled so we can move on with our lives. That's what he specializes in. So a lot of people are going to just say, all right, there will be a $10 million check written at some point, and then we'll all forget this ever happened. But Shannon Sharpe is standing his ground. He wants the tape of them together released, he said. And it's like a 10-minute video that he wants out there so people can see, which is bold in and of itself for many different reasons.
Because the little clips are not helping him at all.
Yeah, there's just more audio getting released day by day, including today, of him, you know, threatening her, threatening physical violence. So it's a weird situation. But as you know, he's employed by ESPN. The Pat McAfee show is on ESPN. Right after WrestleMania Sunday, Pat McAfee had Paul Heyman on, and he asked, why did you betray CM Punk? He gave a very Paul Heyman answer when he said this.
CM Punk does as much good to my reputation as Shannon Sharpe does to ESPN.
Oh, no, jeez. Oh, boy. All right, see, we don't need that. A lot going on.
I'm not the one getting sued.
Whoa, okay, all right.
And he doubles down. He's like, I'm not the one getting sued. You don't do that to me. And then he also made some racial jokes, too, to some fans and stuff. Ooh. He went very OG Paul Heyman on that, and this was, you know, on national television, so you could see it in Pat's face where he was like, this isn't going to go over well with the bosses.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You know what, Alec?
He didn't report to anybody. I thought he was his own.
Oh, whoops. We're going to continue your trend of trash talking going, because coming up next, Gridiron Gravy heading into the NFL draft. Now, this is also some quality trash talk. Next on The Fan. KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip.
Dip and rip it.
And we start with the news I know you've been waiting on all day, Corey. The rumors are true. The Chargers and Lions will play in the Hall of Fame game.
That was not a concern of mine at all.
No.
But I'm happy about
July
it.
July 31st.
Will we see a single starter?
Yeah. Like the punter. For which team?
Okay, all right. Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, that's how it's going to feel. But well, that's good. I mean, I think the Lions are a quality team. Stands a good chance this year. Two new coordinators on their staff.
Ooh, you know what? Speaking of the Lions.
When was the last time you watched the Hall of Fame game?
I think even in the time that we were in it, I was like.
It was kind of a tough one, dude. Yeah.
Now, are you familiar with the Lions team president name?
I'm not.
Their team president is named Rod Wood. And
son?
Nope.
And there's John Wooden.
That's true. So Rod Wood was asked about Detroit's NFL draft attendance record now that Green Bay is going to host. This is some good trash talk right here. He goes, there's no way Green Bay will come close. They'll finish second. Or, as I said offstage, they'll finish third like they did last year.
Dang,
woo!
Dude.
Turning a draft attendance question into a knock against one of your rivals' crap season last year. I like it.
You better be confident, too, you know? You got to be very confident when you're doing something like that.
If your name Rod Wood, you're always confident.
Why's that?
Because everybody calls you Mr. Wood.
Mm-hmm.
In Rod, we trust.
Uh-huh.
That was my teacher in high school.
Oh, yeah. Nate Wood. Yeah.
That's not a real person.
It is. Well,
that's me.
I know.
I am Nate Wood.
Well, that's fun for that rivalry.
Saving that for some
and reason. And I like when Green Bay gets dug on. You know, I'm okay with that.
Now, we didn't get a chance to ask Kyle about this because he gives really insightful answers.
He does.
But Kyle was part of the Reliant Energy Home Run Derby yesterday that the Cowboys put on. They raised $76,000 to benefit the Salvation Army. Ryan Anger, once again, raised the most money, followed by Jake Ferguson and Jalen Tolbert in third place. So good job for the Cowboys for raising some money for the Salvation Army.
I want to take place in that. Do they have
probably figure that out.
Media take part in that? What's that? Did you just say media members? Did you just say certain media members?
I'm going to go back to the very beginning of this discussion.
I heard Cowboys players' names.
When I said Kyle Yeomans was in.
Oh, he's a media member too, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
I sometimes forget that. Well, that's good for him, man.
Well, we can work on getting you in there.
I want to do it.
Well.
I want to hit some bombs for some charities.
Okay. We will.
I think I can do it.
So I've heard.
I think I can.
Okay. Stop saying that. All right. Let's talk about Will Levis. This is probably not the endorsement you're looking for. All right. So everybody knows that the Titans are going to take Cam Ward. They said they're not trading the pick. They've come to a consensus. That consensus is Cam Ward. So I take you to, this is not his real last name. I take you to Titans general manager Mike Bazinga.
No, it's not.
No, I know. Mike Bazinga. I know. It's Borgonzi. But you could see how it would be Bazinga, right? He was asked about Will Levis.
This is,
who, this is you know, they also drafted a little bit ago. Quote, Will is a quarterback in our room, and he's still developing. Now.
Just isolated on the first line.
Will is a quarterback in our room.
That is not, that is, there's no promise to that at all.
What do you think about Corey Majors? He works for the fan.
He works for the fan.
Like, no, I know, but, well, he continued.
That is a plant in my yard. That's it exactly what it sounded like.
Yes, and that's what they think about Will Levis. And if you weren't sure, here's the rest of it. He's a young quarterback. He's had some good moments, and like any other young quarterback, they're continuing to develop.
Yeah, man, they do not care for him at all. They're like, he's blonde, and he flexes, and he eats mayonnaise with his coffee, and eats a banana weird. And other than that, he's not good at football.
But at least he wasn't like, he sucks.
That, like his coach said.
Yeah.
What the F are you doing?
Yes. Mm.
That's.
Sorry, Will Levis.
That's, I mean, that he's sounds telling like him what he all he needs to know.
Yeah.
He's telling Will Levis, look, two things. One of two things. Actually, two things in a row. One, you stink at football and quarterbacking. Two, you need to get better at quarterbacking. Those two things he's telling them. You stink at it. You need to be better. You're not part of our plans at all. Sorry, Will.
Now, Cam Ward said he wants to wear number one. Warren Moon said he's thinking about it, whether or not he will allow it. Now, remember, this is a confusing thing where the Texans will do throwback stuff to the Houston Oilers, but really their history belongs to the Titans.
There's no oil in Tennessee.
I don't know if that is factually accurate or not.
Good.
But do you think Warren Moon should let Cam Ward wear number one?
I think Warren Moon should get to know Cam Ward. On a different level, like get to know
him. I like
and
that.
If he's like, man, I like this kid. I think he deserves it. Then absolutely.
Yeah.
I would hate for him to go, yeah, sure, whatever. I don't care. Like that would be the worst. Is it just whatever? I don't care. Then you don't have that person connected to your group.
True.
By the way, from the 817, y'all raise as much as the Cowboys. Y'all raise as much for the Peace-a-thon as the Cowboys.
We raised more. That's what I was thinking when that story also came out. I know that makes me a bad person.
And, but at the same time, you were still like furious. That why would he even do this?
Yeah, I'm still mad.
Why are we even?
I'm still mad that we didn't get to 100,000.
Me too. We're going to get there this
year. You know
what?
I've just thought about ways to work harder. And I've come up with ideas that I kind of just want to say on air before I've cleared them with the people that would need to clear them. Not our bosses, other people.
Oh, okay.
And just to see if we can like use public pressure to bully them into going along with our charitable idea. But we're not going to do that today. All right. Let's talk more about Shedeur Sanders. Mikel Williams has become the betting favorite to go at pick number 9, which is interesting because we've talked a lot about pick number 9 and that kind of being the key to the next quarterback getting drafted. What's interesting is that doesn't mean they have to stay at 21, but right now the Pittsburgh Steelers are the odds-on favorite to draft Shedeur Sanders, barely ahead of the Browns and barely ahead of the Giants. And then there's a pretty big drop-off until you get to the Saints. So this is fascinating for a variety of reasons. Does that mean the Saints would trade out of that? Does that mean the Saints are all about Williams? Does that mean the Steelers are going to trade up? Because we've already speculated about the Browns and Giants trading back in to the first round. But Shedeur Sanders is really, he's probably number one on my most interesting player to watch in the draft, just to see where he's going to end up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And because, are you that interested in what is beyond the draft for him?
Yes.
Like, when he starts playing and what's beyond even playing? Because is he going to be, what is he off the field? What is he, how much of the carryover are you going to get from the personality that everybody says that exists there?
Absolutely. Because he goes to the Steelers, would you think he would start right away? If he goes to the Giants, would you think he sits for at least part of the season? And so, yeah, I'm curious. I want to know his whole saga, especially since so many people have been dumping on him. Maybe it works out, maybe it doesn't. But sometimes those people get easier to root for when everyone's against them, and you're like, oh, let's see what you got.
I wonder, too, if people are dumping on him because they want him to fall to him. And it's easy to kind of set that up. And the other thing, too, though, is if you watched him play, that dude's tough as nails.
Yeah, because he gets knocked around a lot.
And sometimes his fault, sometimes his offensive line's fault. Because sometimes he held onto the ball too long. That fits the Steelers. Like, that fits them and their mentality and everything, too. So that would be a great place for him.
Couple more notes for you guys. I know we talked about probably not drafting this person, but Jihad Campbell, the linebacker, is expected to be ready for training camp. We talked about how, you know, missed workouts, couldn't do the pro day, but he is expected to be ready for training camp.
What a beast.
Yeah. And do you remember Jay Feely?
Yes, the kicker?
Yes.
Doesn't he do the CBS sideline kicker reports?
He did.
Oh. It was always weird then you had Jeff Feely.
Yeah.
AJ Feely. AJ Feely, and then you had Jeff Feagles. I always thought that was weird. They were on the same team together.
Well, Jay Feely, he's running for Congress in Arizona. So that means you are not going to be eligible to vote for him. But I just wanted to let you know that Jay Feely could be a congressman. I don't know why that has gotten that response from you.
I don't know.
Do you have fiery Jay Feely opinions?
I have no Feely opinions.
Okay.
That sounds weird. I'm going to start saying that to my wife. I have no Feely opinions about this.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for NFL Overreaction or Reality. And it's going to relate to a Rangers player as well. Next on The Fan.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.